الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وأخرج الحكيم عنه: المتمسك بالسنة عند اختلاف أمتي كالقابض على الجمر، وكذا في كنز العمال. وأخرج مسلم عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه مرفوعا: من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. وأخرجه ابن عساكر عن ابن عمر وزاد في أوله: من أخذ بسنتي فهو مني. وأخرج الدارقطني عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها مرفوعا: من تمسك بالسنة دخل الجنة. وأخرج السجزي عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه مرفوعا: من أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني، ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. وصدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The first author that we read today was that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, again narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the person who holds fast, a tamassuk, holds fast to my sunnah when my ummah will be torn apart, or at the time of strife of my ummah, that person, it will be difficult for him, just like it's difficult for somebody to grab a hold of a cinder. A cinder is like the red hot burning piece of wood, not the fire, but when the heat penetrates the wood completely, which is something obviously very difficult to hold fast to. But again, because of the difficulty, thus the reward is. But if someone struggles with it, they shouldn't be frustrated or quick to quit. Rather, they should remember all the positive things that are associated with holding fast to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if they drop it, they should pick it up again and again, because it's something that that they can't afford to lose out on. It's narrated in Muslim that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said, "Whoever turns away from my Sunnah, that person is not one of us." And this is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that's often read at the time of nikah, at the time of marriages. That there's two separate hadiths. One is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explicitly said that a nikah min sunnati, that nikah is to get married is from my sunnah, or is my sunnah. And the second hadith is read, "Wa man rahiba an sunnati falaysa minni," that the person who turns away from my sunnah, that person isn't from amongst me. And what is the benefit of being with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he should say, you know, "Huwa minni," that person is one of us, or that person is from me? The benefit is that nobody enters Jannah except for the one who's with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Asakir narrates in a different riwayah, or a different chain of narration of the same hadith, that the negative statement is there, the positive statement he narrates with it as well, that whoever's turns away from my sunnah, that person is not one. That person is not from me. And whoever takes my sunnah, that person is from me. Imam al-Daraqutni narrates from Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What? Whoever holds fast to my sunnah, that person will enter Jannah." So there you go. What more could a person want? And finally, from the narration of Sajazi, who is one of the father of hadith, from Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is narrated that whoever brings my sunnah to life, that person has loved me, and whoever loves me is with me in Jannah. And I believe this is just a different narration of the same hadith of Sayyidina Anas that we mentioned before, that whoever loves my sunnah has loved me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. Whoever has brought my sunnah to life in this narration, that person has loved me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who have the tawfiq to hold on to the sunnah, even if it's like a cinder. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who the sunnah makes them enter into Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who are from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by holding fast to the sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who bring the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to life, and who love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can also be counted amongst those who love him, and so that we can also be amongst those who are with him in Jannah. Alayhi salatu wassalam wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.